T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Layla Rahimi.
I'm going to get some white-stitched jeans. They're going to have horseshoes on the back with rhinestone pockets.
Chris Ronji.
I'm actually really good at judging character. I think there was one time I was kind of wrong that I can remember. Yeah. And I was very wrong about it, at least for a while. But then she got help and she improved. But I'm generally pretty good at judging character. Layla, you are a great person.
I told you I've done a couple of various, like, you do appearances here and there, you know, for X and Y radio station or TV station. I did one for NBC Sports Edge. The national reputation is the Bears have a good defense and we're trying to figure out who's the quarterback. And I'm like, not so fast, kids.
Right.
And this is before the Rams game. And I said, here's the secondary concern. You know, they're depending on a second-year corner and Jalen Johnson to anchor that now with Kyle Fuller being out. And then Eddie Goldman, we didn't know what his health was going to be going into game one.
They don't have a nickel corner.
The linebacking core issues speak for themselves. Eddie Jackson, Danny Trevathan's health. So after the discussion, you know, we're chatting after the shoot was over and they're like, man, that has me really worried about the Bears. And I'm like, yes, you should be.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernsey and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's interesting that we start with white stitch jeans discussion because in town from St. Louis, where they probably still wear them, it's Chris Aloysius Ronji.
Hold on a second. What does that, what does that mean? What are white stitch jeans?
Those are the jeans that everybody wears in the city you live in, along with shorts.
I
shouldn't be so mean.
I don't even know if that's true.
I haven't seen things that snobby city people
let's
say.
I'm going to say this. I saw in my lifetime more jorts in this city than I did growing up in St. Louis. No joke.
Weren't jorts popular when you were growing up?
Maybe like in the 80s. Maybe a little
bit.
Wasn't
that when you grew up?
That's right.
All right.
But still, I see more up here.
We are off to a good start here on Bernstein and Rahimi and Ronji filling in.
It's always in Wrigleyville. I used to live in Wrigleyville. It's always there.
I wear jorts. I might wear them tonight when I go to the Guns N' Roses concert.
Oh, and you're...
Rock on, kids.
Yeah, and you're chastising me.
Well,
Can we, as we say hello, hi, everyone.
This is a radio show.
It's a radio
show.
We're
doing a show today. It's 9 a.m. to noon.
Can we talk? I need to mention something as we get started here. Layla has been complaining for 45 minutes.
Just 45?
About the fact she is not currently in pain. I've usually people...
That sounds terrible. Can we introduce people before we go in?
Yeah, go ahead, because I need to. We need to talk about this.
Now that you've said that.
We need to suss this out.
This is just because I'm doing a Pilates challenge. Okay, so Jay Zawoski's here. He's not in studio because he wanted to be shielded from the chaos. So shout out to Jay producing at home. We've got Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, and Brian Gertsch manning the Twitch chat. I pray for you three today because I know it is an adventure whenever we're on together because of all the jokes that now occur.
Daddy-o.
She is around. All I'm right. Never saying it. Mike Rankin is the one I feel sorry for the most. He is producing and he is in studio with us. and the man who blocked you on Twitter because he knows better. Adam Studzinski is also with us today.
Take that, Daddy-O.
He hasn't blocked me.
No, I didn't actually block him.
He didn't do it because I can still see his tweets. I can still see his tweets.
There was a strong consideration.
I can still see his tweets.
Unbelievable.
I can go block him right now if you want, just for the bit.
I mean, who are you loyal to? That's all I want to know here.
I think I made that pretty clear when I refused to say hello to him.
He did. He did not.
Because I thought you blocked him, and so did the rest of social media. Now you're telling us the world that wasn't.
Oh, I just screen cap. That was a warning. Like I'm considering blocking you.
Yeah,
that was
funny.
Like strike two,
Studs, because you called it a bit. I don't think this is a bit.
It's not a bit.
All right, we've already gotten one text.
Oh, this is legit anger.
It's the Layla and Danny show.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. There's also this stuff that Dan reads. I'll do that, too.
Yeah,
then
read
we
that
can
thing.
Get to your spiel here.
Okay.
So we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, the Tech Zone, where you've already started this party with Jorts and Malorts, 765. Solid.
That,
I
can get
down
with
that.
Is that
the reason you're in town? Are you out of Malort? Is that why you're here?
I actually am. No, you can get it in Southern Illinois.
Hot damn.
So I can still get it down by where I live.
All right. So the Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The Score listener line is powered by BetQL. I still don't know how to run this phone. I'm sorry, guys.
They only taught me so much.
BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Nick Costos, as usual, all gas, no breaks. Excellent segment earlier on Mully and Haw. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. Download the Odyssey app. A lot of you keep asking me on Twitter, hey, I missed this segment. And I'm like, but did you? Because you can find it on the Odyssey app. Download it to stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and station on Facebook, where you can like the 670 The Score page. Seriously, you can rewind up to 24 hours and listen to stuff on demand on the Odyssey app. Guests on The Score hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. I got a lot of friends going to Circa for the game, by the way, next month.
Oh, really?
Not just the afternoon show.
Yeah. Oh, is that when they're going?
Yeah. For
good
Vegas.
Good for them, man. That's a lot of fun.
And we're getting better texts already.
Why?
This one is great. Somebody texted in, these studs ain't loyal.
All right. I think he likes me quite a bit. Adam Studzinski, he likes me. So all of this, I'm going to block you. He doesn't really mean that. So back to what I was talking about. And we got a lot coming up today.
He does mean it. Yeah, do you want to tell us who the guests are?
Well, we've got Ian Happ coming up. He will be with us in the next segment.
Poor Ian. Does he know it's the both of us?
Probably. He's not. I don't think he cares.
He's got better things to do.
Yeah,
like
no,
hit balls, make him go far.
Right. Dave Zirin's going to be with us. He's got a new book coming out. And then we'll talk to Aunt Heron later. But, Layla, today has been, before the show, we're sitting here in the studio getting ready for this show. And she's been complaining because she doesn't hurt right now. Like, usually people complain when something is sore. Oh, my back. Oh, my knee. My ankle. You've been complaining consistently that you don't hurt right now. That you're not in pain.
And that's not even true. Like, my muscles are somewhat sore, but it wasn't as bad as yesterday. I've been doing this Pilates challenge. Nobody wants to hear this. This is a sports station.
I do.
You were explaining it, Layla, the other day. He was like, yeah, my body reacts quick, or my muscles adjust quickly, right?
I still don't have, like, it's not really delayed onset muscle soreness. Like, I usually am sore within, like, 12 hours of a workout, which I don't know if that's good or bad. That's just how it is.
So is the issue here that you want to feel like it's doing something?
Yes, and okay. It is. And like Tuesday's workout was ridiculous. So yesterday I was like, I had to pick up my legs to move them.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And that's how you know you've done something.
It's actually good that you don't feel sore. That means that your body is getting stronger.
See?
I know, but see, I can't, but I, man, sometimes you know, you teach yourself no pain, no gain. And then you're like, oh no. There's no pain. Was there a gain? I recover at some point.
I enjoy the feeling of soreness sometimes because you feel like you can really feel like you're doing something and like you're getting stronger. And when it's not there, you're like, oh, did I work out hard enough? Like,
yes.
Just trust
yes.
that you worked out hard enough.
So is
yeah,
this-
I, meathead talk needs to happen right now. And you and I might be those people. Shane might join in because I know he crushes it on the Peloton.
This is very similar to the vaccine discussion. Like people like, I took the vaccine. I didn't feel sick, so it didn't work. Kind of like that.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I want it to make me feel sick. That way I know it's doing something.
My second dose was pretty strong. Like, I was not in commission for a while. Good.
For about 12 hours. But then it came back and I'm invincible.
For me, it was like 24. But yeah, the cool thing is I changed after that. I became more immune to COVID. That's what they do.
Well, yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Yes. You guys know that discussion. How about this? This seems like a good point to break right now because we want to keep on time today.
Yeah, we do.
We told Mitch we would. That was our holiday promise. So Ian Happ joins us next. I'm looking forward to talking to him. Talk some Cubs. They're in Philly. We'll get it done next on The Score.
All right, Chris.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ian Happ, outfielder for your Chicago Cubs.
That's why playing at Wrigley is the best.
In the air, center field. Alford back.
Ian Happ.
Get out the tape measure for Ian Happ.
What would you think about trying to do a quarantine coffees?
Dinger dollars for everybody. Ian Happ will touch them all.
Almost on to Sheffield Avenue. One of the longest home runs Happ has ever hit to right field in this ballpark. Bar none.
Hair looking so good. Just crazy. So good.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
I'd really like to discuss the fact that Vlad Jr. could win the Triple Crown. Probably the hardest thing to do in baseball. I'm a hitter. I'm biased. Triple Crown's pretty tough. He could win the Triple Crown and not win the MVP. If he wins the Triple Crown, do you have to automatically give him the MVP give Ohtani something else? Make a new award. Yeah. Make it the Shohei Award for the two-way guy. I don't know.
But he would win it every year because nobody comes close.
You can't win the Triple Crown and not be the MVP. It doesn't make sense.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
Ian Happ hosts the Compound Podcast with some riveting baseball discussion, as we just heard. He is the Cubs outfielder. He is also part of Quarantine Coffee and a charitable empire. And he joins us from Philly, where at least you get an extra hour this morning. Ian Happ, I know you guys are rounding out that series against the Phils. I like to see the reception for Frank Schwindel there, too. What was that like, seeing Frank get some more love close to home?
Yeah, I think Frank's playing for free this week. he's left a number of tickets. I think the number yesterday might have been 70.
70?
Oh, wow.
That's like practically a section.
Yeah, I think it might have been two sections, actually.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
And like the tickets aren't really free for you guys. Like that's a lot of tickets to be put out there.
He's playing for free. He's he's got three games and he's just out there having fun, hitting homers.
Yeah, I do think
it's worth.
I think people generally get the impression that ball players can ask for as many tickets as they want and the team will just give them to them and it's totally free for them, but it is absolutely not. So, but I guess you're only going to do that every once in a while where you get that many tickets for people.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I don't know how many games of 70 it takes for you to start saying no, but I think there's a no in the future for them somewhere.
That it is a good moment though, and I know you've talked about this before. The idea of making sure that people like his year, debuts that you've had on this team, Patrick Wisdom's year, are special and they mean something, and that loyalty to them. And I'm sure it also reminds you of the time where that happened for you. So, what was the big game for you where everybody came out and you were playing for free for a series?
Yeah, definitely. My debut was pretty special. I was in Utah in Salt Lake playing AAA and my uncle is out there with his family. So there was like eight of us that were together, my mom, my brother, and we all flew together from Utah to St. Louis. And then I had some childhood friends and families who basically got the word and jumped in a car and drove down to St. Louis, which was from Pittsburgh, which is pretty special. And then that first time in Pittsburgh was a really big one with family in Ohio and Pennsylvania all kind of coming to Pittsburgh to see me play. And that was a super special one for friends, family, all over the place.
Russ Dorsey wrote about you in the Sun-Times in an article that posted last night for today's paper about you really going on a tear here in the last several weeks after the trade deadline, and that sort of opening things up for you, you know, getting a spot in the order and you just kind of stuck in that spot. I don't want to say that making those trades is the thing that helped you, but maybe it is. I mean, can you say that really did assist you getting to the point where you're comfortable now and in the lineup every single day in a spot you like?
I mean, there's definitely more opportunity, you know, once Jock got moved. And then, you know, at one point this year, we kind of came into the year with four outfielders and a pretty good set four outfield mix. And then before you knew it, we had five everyday outfielders with Sam Wiersnick playing against lefties, with Jock, KB, myself, and Jay out there. So it got pretty crowded pretty quick. And then, you know, after Jock gets moved and Chris gets moved, Ortega too. So I guess we had six outfielders at one point. Once Jock got moved and Chris got moved, and Mariznick, it made a clearer path, which obviously, just gave me more opportunity. I was confident, the whole year that at some point things were going to turn. It goes from, it's kind of the ebb and flow of the season, right? It goes from wind blowing in, bad luck, feeling like you're doing things right and not getting results, to a little bit of panic. I'm going to try to find those results and change some things, which can kind of dig you deeper in that hole to the point of acceptance and going, okay, like, let's get back to some of the things that we know work, that simplify. And as the results start to come and confidence starts to build, then you really start to feel like yourself. And it's just this really tough cycle that we go through. But to be able to come out the other side of that with some consistency and hitting in the middle of this lineup as we're kind of really producing as an offense on a pretty regular basis, which is a lot of fun, behind Frank the Tank, that's something that's been really enjoyable for me.
It's interesting, too, because I think we always have the discussion, especially in the middle of the summer, you know, oh, who's hitting where, and the lineup talk as talk show hosts or as baseball fans, and we all have our dream lineups that we create when we put our manager hat on. And I did think that what you had to say about it to Russ was very valid for a few reasons. You let him know, too, that that is where you are comfortable. And the idea that where players are in a lineup does matter. The consistency matters. what do you like about having that consistency? And have you seen that work for you? Because I know it's like some guys maybe not don't care, but we've definitely seen people flourish when they have the same spot in the lineup day in, day out.
Yeah. You know, I've always liked consistency, as much as it may not seem like it from my career playing seven different positions and hitting all over the lineup. Yeah, I've always liked consistency and being able to go out there and play left field and focus on that and hitting the three hole. I think I like being that part of the lineup. I like being the third batter of the game. I like having guys on base. And obviously, with Raffy and Frank hitting in front of me, those guys have been on base a ton, which has been great. Driving in runs, getting the opportunity to do that, hitting in the leadoff spot, wasn't getting the opportunity to drive in a bunch of runs. It was a little different last year with the DH versus hitting behind the pitcher. You know, how that kind of factors in. And then, you know, I think really having Wiz hit behind me for it was 2 or 3 weeks while Wilson was down, you know, we really built kind of that rapport and, you know, he would come in and say, man, I love hitting behind you and stuff like that, that, when you get that consistency of a lineup and it really feels on a day-to-day basis, like you can work together with the guys in front and behind and build that relationship. That's something that can be pretty special. I think you saw it with Chris and Riz for 5-6 years, those guys together and kind of what that can mean for a couple individuals.
Well, and of course, the greatest leadoff hitter of all time, you know, with Anthony Rizzo. I joke about it, but I thought it was also important that you mention David Ross having that confidence and sticking with that decision because of what he knew it was going to mean long term. And just to let people know about that point, that a manager did something for a reason, stuck with it because he knew it was going to pay off later. That's something that we don't hear people say. It's a credit to Ross and also the idea of how something isn't as immediate as what we see as fans and media.
Yeah, I think that's what makes him really good is that he's been there, he's done it, he's been around it, and he understands. But he's been on teams that have been through, we've been on a lot of winning teams, but he's been on some teams that have been through something like this, and he's been around it, and he knows, like, hey, if this is what the future is going to be, if this is what needs to happen, let's make some decisions to help ensure that. And I think, you know, we've had good discussions throughout the year. He's always been in my corner, but, you know, being able to kind of stick in that three hole and be in the middle of everything and have that confidence is been a boost.
David Ross said about you in that Sun Times piece that, you know, it's just a paraphrase, that he could tell that you were getting there, that for a while the at-bats, they looked right to him. How do you know when it's starting to feel right? Because sometimes, and I've talked to hitters before who are getting results, but they say, you know, I don't actually feel really good right now at the plate. They're just happening. They fall. You know, the balls are falling now. How do you know when it's right for you?
That's a good question. You know, it always has to be through this calmness where I think when you know it's not right, it's really easy to go to the mechanics. It's really easy to go to, well, if I move this or change this or but when you kind of you stumble upon some of that acceptance and some of that calmness, it's a lot easier to evaluate. No, my swing was right, or those moves felt right. I'd gone over 4 today, might have punched out twice, but there were some good swings in there. There were some good passes. It could have easily been 2 for 4. And I know that swing sort of timing might have been a little off. Maybe I wasn't in sync with that pitcher. It was the first time I've seen him. But, you know, and I'm right. And it's a lot of that mental acceptance and calmness that can kind of lead to multiple productive days in a row, or not letting that 0-for-4 really push you into something. Whereas when you're searching, when you're not sure how it feels or what's right or what's wrong, or maybe you're holding the wrong side of the bat up there, it's really easy to let an 0-for-4 spiral into something worse.
We all know you like hitting in Cincinnati, but I've heard hitters say that they really like Citizens Bank Park. CBP, the ball can travel a little bit. What's been your impression of it so far this season?
Oh yeah, it's a great place to hit. He saw a couple good homers yesterday, but just snuck out on both sides. It's a wonderful place to swing it. I have not taken advantage of that yet, but I do have. I think I have one career homer there, and yeah, hopefully I can pop a couple today because it is BP is fun there.
Yeah, I had a feeling, especially right field. It when you hit a ball there, sometimes it's like, oh no, that's an out. Never mind, it's gone.
Oh yeah, and the flushed homers are great because you're. That's the facade of the second deck or up there. Like, those are some beautiful shots.
Yeah. Those are two pretty parks in your home state between PNC and CBP.
Yeah, that's Pittsburgh. You're PA doing it right.
You know, I've heard guys talk about it. It's not just the dimensions of the ballpark, but sometimes the line of sight, for whatever reason, parks feel smaller. And then that psychologically helps you as a hitter because it feels like the fence is really close, even if it's not. Is that real?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's batter's eye, a combination of lights and batter's eye, or sometimes the park feels a little smaller. Sometimes the ball really carries. Maybe there's just a confidence. Maybe the wind is always blowing out at 5 miles an hour. You know, every park has some differences. Like, the perfect example is Comerica is the opposite. Comerica, sometimes the wind's blowing in. It always feels massive. You know, you feel like you can hit the ball as hard as you want and it's not getting out. And then you have other parks that you really feel like you see the ball grade or there was a great example, Willie Adames, that when he was in Tampa, he just didn't. Tampa's a tough place to see the ball, but there's no natural sunlight. It's kind of funky. I remember being there in 17 and feeling like I really didn't see it well. And then he gets to Milwaukee and he, with a great batter's eye and good lights, and he's like, man, I can see the ball and I'm really hitting. So, everybody has that little bit of different, which ballparks fit their eye, which ones they really like.
And then before we go, I want to flash back a few games to Chris Bryant returning as a player with the Giants. And we saw his emotion on the field and how he was received. What was that like from your standpoint, watching that and seeing him?
Yeah, special, really special. Just to be able to see that moment, you know, I think that there's been a couple of those that we've, as players that have been here for a little bit, we've been when kind of we missed last year or really wanted, you know, like Johnny Lester's last kind of start at Wrigley. You know, we kind of wanted that. We got it back when him and Shore came back with the Nats this year a little bit, but to be able to really have that instant, like John's was, his last start didn't know fans. And then he goes and pitches for almost half the year and then comes back. Chris's was very instant. And it was nice that with the fans being able to honor him really immediately, you know, both talking to him and seeing Jess and Kyler, it was pretty special just to see not only how happy they are right now, but how just how much it meant to them. Obviously, the gesture that they did with the staff and the cookies and everything was awesome. But you know, this city's always meant a lot to them. They've built their family here. Some of their best memories. I don't know that people necessarily on the outside appreciated that as much, but I think that they do now. And so that was great to see, and great for them to be able to get that, you know, just a couple months after having to move all their stuff out of the city.
Oh yeah. That doesn't sound like fun, but it is good to see. And he's on a pretty decent team, I'd say. I know Connect Roasters has the new packaging. I saw the slick black and you've hit $5 dinner. Anything else you want to update us on quickly before we let you go?
Yeah, Connect is roasting 600 pounds of coffee right now to make that cold brew, make that first run of cold brew. So we're super excited. Those cans, sleek black cans for our first try at cold brew. We had it in the clubhouse, and that's kind of how we tested it, and said, hey guys, what do you think? And everybody was way in on it, loved it. So we said, all right, we gotta get this to the public. So we're probably a few weeks out from when that actually drops, but there's our dropping big news on 670 The Score right here.
I love it. Breaking news, and it's coffee. And I'm just saying, it would be fun to watch the guys do the taste testings on video next time. Ian Happ, we thank you so much. Have fun in Philly.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian. That is Ian Happ, And the Compound Podcast is out. There's some really good baseball discussion there, too. We had to kick a shout out there to Russ Dorsey. We're late. We're already breaking our promise to Mitch on the holiday.
It's your fault.
I feel terrible. But you...
It's not me.
...told me to go back and pay attention to what Dallas Keuchel had to say after the White Sox lost last night. It is valid, especially after one of his best starts that he's had in a month. So we will talk Sox next. What about Sox with Ranji? Maybe we'll get Danks in there, too.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.